Let me talk to you. Listen to me. Listen.
I got a brand new hour of stand-up comedy, and I want you to come, okay? We got London. We added a second show October 6th at 9:30. Dublin on October 10th. We're in a bigger venue called Liberty Hall. Tickets should be on sale at christycomedy.com. Madison, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, September 28th and 29th. There's still some ticky wickies. Chicago Theater, we only got tickets in the back row for September 30th. So if you want to come, come, go get them now. October 1st in Minneapolis, we're almost sold out, hon. I don't know what to tell you. You got to get the tickies quick. San Francisco this weekend and Tarrytown next weekend, they're already all sold out. Every show sold out. So I'm sorry, Bubbas. But London, there's an added show. October 6th, Dublin, bigger venue. All the Tiki Wikis at chrisdcomedy.com. And then check out the October dates and Australia. We're announcing soon. I'm coming to you soon, Bubbas. Okay. All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Chrissy Chaos. We have lovely guests today. We have our friends Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee. How do you guys know each other?
Oh, we know each other from a dating app.
Nice.
Yeah.
Grindr. We met on Grindr about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. And he pumped me.
Yeah?
He pumped me hard. Pump it up.
Pump it up.
And he didn't let me pump him.
Oh. Yeah, I like that picture of Anthony Jeselnik behind you. I like that a lot.
I love Jeselnik. He's great.
Yeah. They said that's what, yeah, that picture. While I was on stage, I think at the Creek in the Cave in Austin, they have the kid off to the side who paints people while they're doing stand-up.
And Chris Rogers.
Yep.
I love him.
Aaron's brother. Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers and why I love him. You know why.
Anti-vax. Anti-vax.
Who is he?
Anti-vax. He's a quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, and he's anti-vax. He went
and
on.
He's also insurrectionist, probably.
Yeah. January 6th, the day we rose back.
Yeah. Insurrectionist. When I hear insurrectionist in my brain, it says sexy.
All I hear is erection.
Insurrectionist.
Those windows were so hard to crack open. I took a pole, and I couldn't get it open.
Jamming it as hard as we could.
No, no, no. So no, there were no boys. I go, Proud Boys. And
there was no Asians there.
No.
No, we were there. We're just so small.
Right.
In a horde, you can't see us.
They hide in the bushes.
Yeah. Right. The top of our little Asian head, you can see.
Hey,
yeah.
What is this? Bone beef broth?
You got to have broth. Bone broth.
Chug it. Do you think that's keeping you skinny? You look really skinny.
You think so? You know what I've been doing?
What?
Intermittent fasting. And I heard Bobby's been intermittent fucking.
No. Chrissy. Me no fuck no nobody since.
No?
Nobody
no.
fucky?
No fucky. Me, no fucky fucky for me. I try, but no fucky fucky.
No fucky.
Yeah.
No fucky fucky.
I tried. I begged.
I've been intermittent
fasting. Nobody.
What do you know about intermittent fasting?
I know that Bobby's never done it.
Bobby looks thin.
Nope.
I think so.
No, he doesn't.
What's wrong?
Because he goes through good waves of being really skinny, and lately he's been eating his feelings.
I was walking down the street today, and they go, "Fat Steve Aoki." That's how I know.
instead of throwing the cake, he just eats it.
Steve Aoki, Fat Steve Aoki.
Yeah.
Make it merch.
I gotta tell you, we're so excited to be here.
Why?
Because Pimp is here, and it's so nice to see Pimpy Poo.
Yes, and my wife.
Your wife V is here. I've never met her before, but I never even Googled her, but she's very beautiful.
She's Greek,
stupid.
But our kids are Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
That's not his
wife.
Oh,
look, I just spilled the bone broth on my... I didn't think it was going to open.
Yeah.
Shit.
I know.
Is that going to smell?
That is going to smell bad.
Yeah.
You ought to clean it up for real.
Sorry, V.
No, he's not sorry. This is how he operates.
I didn't mean to do that.
All right, explain your earring.
Huh?
Explain your earring.
New look.
Yeah, this new look.
Yeah.
Well, here's why I'm doing this.
She's going to... You have to clean it up.
No, he's got it.
Okay, thank
sorry,
you.
Sorry, V.
No, don't take my broth! Okay.
That is how he cleans it up.
Yeah. Can you see it?
A little George Michael.
Wait, V, is this where you live?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
No. Well, he keeps her here. This is where she belongs, is what he says.
So the reason why I'm wearing this earring and these chains is because I'm going to the UK for the first time in October.
Wow.
It's London,
hello,
and
mate.
Dublin, and Belfast.
Belfast.
And I'm going to the UK. So I wanted to, I felt this earring, George Michael, is a UK look. So I wanted to see how I felt and this shirt and this vibe.
I like it.
It's good. When my head thinks UK, this is how I, because I want to, you know, because I'm Chrissy UK, C-U-K, Chrissy Cuck.
Oh, I like
but
that.
But your vibe is the other guy from Wham, to be honest with you.
Right, who's yeah. that? I don't know Wham.
That's why. That's why. Who's the other guy from Wham, dude?
I think it was Boom.
No, what was his name?
Did, oh, it was George Michael and Wham?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was George Michael and what's
the other guy?
That's why the joke didn't work.
Andrew Ridgely.
Andrew Ridgely. You're Andrew Ridgely, bro.
I'm Andrew Ridgely. I'm Andrew Ridgely's, believe it or not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you guys ever done shows in the UK?
No. No.
Never. Never.
They don't want us over
my
there.
My first time. It's my first time going to do shows in the UK.
I want to go do them so bad.
I want to hit Australia first, though.
I'm going to Australia in December, I think.
Let's do Australia first.
That's like the bad boy in London. No.
Wait. You want to do a three-man show in Australia?
Yes.
Let's do that.
No.
You want to
why?
That's too much. That's too much. We'll
split it three ways.
It costs like $25,000 just to get there.
Give me one good reason to do it. Go.
One good reason that we should, or the three of us should do it in Australia.
Because we're friends.
I'll do it.
That's really?
That's all I need to know. I just want to hear you say it.
And then maybe you can get more. I think I know what it is.
What?
You want to make most of the money.
Yeah.
So he'll be the hoodie and we'll be the blowfish.
Why not?
Yeah, yeah. You'll be blowfish for the Australia?
I'll be blowfish for the Australia.
I got a good voice.
I want to be with you.
I only want to be with you. I only work with Jews. That's my business answer. I only want to work with Jews.
Give me an Altman, a Feinberg, a Berkovich.
Oh, see, now he gets in his...
What the fuck is... This place is haunted,
that was
bro.
The Jews,
the
baby.
Bone broth and now that? What the fuck is going on here?
Jews.
Wait, honestly, what was that?
Yeah,
that
Jews.
That? Oh, my God.
It's the ghost of Giannis. He's doing some sort of voodoo.
Yeah, when she brought up Greek stuff, that
know,
triggered
that. She got mad.
When you even say Greek three times, that's his Beetlejuice.
Greek.
Giannis pops up.
Wow. He comes out, he goes, that's it. And he kicks over a plant.
Kicks down all the plants. By the way, were these speakers here when you moved in?
These speakers?
Like the,
were they? Or the Pimp, yeah. Is that yours or they were here?
No, they were here.
They were here.
You can tell that.
This couch was
tell.
Here too. Everything was here when we moved in.
Because there you know what, you know?
Yeah.
This whole thing is you know what.
So do people know that this
you,
who
you know
lived here
I'm
before or no?
I said it on a couple of podcasts before, and then I was asked by a legal team to not say it again.
Don't mention
okay,
it.
Okay, I won't. But so this couch is used by them then?
Yes.
Right, so some things... So there's juices here.
Yes, and we were going to do a whole...
Oh, there's some juices.
We were going to do a thing. We were going to do a Blacklight episode on Patreon, but we were asked by the, we were told by the legal team that if we do that, there'd be problema.
It's so annoying. Oh, why wouldn't you be able to talk about it?
Who
it's
the
so
fuck knows?
It's not your fault. I'm just saying, why would they do that?
I don't know. Let the lawyers.
But
figure
tell
it out.
Bobby's curious to know if this is actually a real island.
If Staten Island's a real island,
yeah.
Staten Island is a real island, and Staten Island actually, in the beginning, you know, like in the Revolutionary War history, this was the most important. The British came
fucking
and took
guy.
This. The British came and took this first, and you know who's taking it over now? The Chinese.
Good.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought Koreans and Chinese don't like each other.
Chinese.
We're getting along now.
I thought you were Korean.
He's Chinese.
It depends on what happens in society.
Right.
Yeah, like when the Virginia Tech happened, I was Chinese.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, you know what I mean, that dude was Korean, yeah?
You got to switch it up.
Yeah. And then but then sometimes I'm Korean, you know?
So, right now, do you feel more Korean or more Chinese?
I feel Korean.
Yeah.
Because we're hot right now.
You are hot right now.
Oh, dude, fucking
movies.
Squid Games fucked it up for
Squid Games, K-pop.
Parasite.
Parasite.
Watch. That's me spitting in pussy.
That's
that's how hot I am, you know?
I love
right in the pussy.
Why else? Why aren't? Well, why else aren't you Chinese right now?
The reason why I spit, though, real, can I just say, because they don't lube naturally with me. Yeah, yeah, so I have to spit.
He hasn't gotten a girl wet in a long time.
You have to spit in vaginas because you're saying Korean spit or Bobby Lee spit doesn't lube naturally.
No, he's saying
they
don't get
turned on. A woman needs to get lubed up. I like to lube it with my spit.
Got it.
Yeah.
But you do make a lot of women wet.
In what way?
I think there's many women that think you're hot.
There is.
Yeah, there are.
No, there's a lot.
Because you would look at you two and be like, oh, you know, they want a tall, white guy, red hair.
I like the insult coming.
No.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll bring it on.
No, because you would say to him, you would say, no, the only reason I'm saying, because if I, like, some of my friends who are girls, if I said, what do you think about bad friends? They'd be like, oh, is that the tall white guy and the Korean lady? And And then, but the fact is that when you get up close to you and you realize
you're the hotter one,
your charisma,
you're the hotter one.
You're the one mm-hmm. because Andrew's.
He's stiff.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's a stiff white dude.
Yes.
100%.
You
know what I mean? Yes. He fucks like this.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I have like a.
Yeah, you'll be.
Like Bruce Lee when he talked about the water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, what?
Yeah. Water. Like you're the kind of guy, like you'd be having sex with a girl, doggy style, and she'd turn around and you'd have a belt around your neck. While you're fucking her.
Yeah. I'm choking myself?
Yes. As you're banging her.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd love it.
Oh, yeah. That's the only way I can come anyway. Yeah.
I want my children to meet you, Bobby.
I don't want to go to your place.
Why don't you want to come over? You meet my family.
I don't want to go over there because there's going to be that magical man in there. What's his name?
T.T. Jerry?
Yeah.
No, she has eczema. She's in her home.
Oh, magical. All right, I'll come then.
Yeah, come.
Yeah.
Because we're going to make... she's cooking.
No, I have nothing against those... Shit. I know.
No.
I love all people. You know what I mean? But she. Okay, she in particular, right? I'm starstruck.
What's a broth?
Because I just think that she is so funny. I'll just get nervous. That's what I meant to say.
That's what it is.
She's funny. She's fun. But she's not at the house right now. My two children were there. My two biologicals, my stepson and my girl, they're all there. And she's going to be cooking.
Oh, that's not...
No, we're just kidding.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, now Venetia is going to get asked to leave the show because you made that joke. Because Jasmine will hear that and say, she's out.
Uh-oh.
But when we came in and you guys were hugging, that's just like a hello. That's a hug you guys always do.
Yes.
Yeah. She wasn't wearing a shirt. You weren't. I just didn't know what that was about.
Because it is warm in here. I guess it is hot in here.
Yeah, it was hot.
But you kept going tit to tit. Tit to tit. And we heard it in the hallway. And I thought.
We listened in for 2 minutes.
There's a warm up for the show or something? Well, but
I like to warm up. I like to, you know.
It's like an improv exercise. Okay. Warm it up.
Usually led by homeless pimp.
Yeah, usually homeless pimp is in there. Yeah. Oh. Usually I'm eating homeless pimp's ass.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
This guy without a shirt, mega babe. Mega babe.
I think out of all the podcasts from the West Coast to the East Coast to international, pimp's the hottest guy on any podcast, number one. Who's the hottest guy?
He's up there. I'm trying to think.
Nadav from YMH.
No.
Ben's tall.
Ben's good looking.
Ben's good looking. Huh?
Oh, no, my bad.
Mike Lana, aka the homeless pimp. You never met the homeless pimp.
I have not.
I've been in your home, but it's okay.
Oh, that's right. You were.
Wait, when did you go to his house?
We hit him with the Team Kalila shirts.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. I love that. I love that.
That was a nice hit.
Are you still Team Kalila now?
That was Pimp's idea, by the way.
Are you still on her team now?
No. Now we'll see
how it plays out.
Yeah, that's smart. Sit back. Let it figure itself
out. We're off now. Now I'm on George Kimmel's team.
You know, we just fired him.
That's why I said it.
We fired all those guys.
Why'd you fire him? What'd they do?
Couldn't take it anymore. We fired everybody.
The tough thing, though, is be careful when you get rid of Germans, because we always come back.
You guys really do. You try another time. It's not going to work. You can try twice, and that's it.
Let me tell you something. In World War III, let me tell you something right now. Inside info. You're going to like this, my friend. Inside info. Guess who Germany, the Fourth Reich's number one draft pick is? Korea. That's who we take first this time.
Really?
Last time you went for Italy. This time Germany takes Korea. How do you feel about it?
Why, though?
Because we see the most promise. The Germans see the most promise in your country.
Nimble people.
No, we're not nimble.
No?
No, we don't bend well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's it.
What did I see you guys always squatting and smoking?
Those are the jungle ones. Can I say jungles?
Yeah.
Those are the jungly ones.
Yeah.
Clip that with no context. Those are the jungle ones.
No, I shouldn't say that. No, Koreans do that too. We all do it. Yeah.
Now, have you been to Korea before?
Have you been to Korea before? That's what I heard, bro.
That kind of sounded like a Jimmy Fallon question.
Yeah.
And then now have you ever been to Korea? Now your people, have you ever gone and seen those people?
Bro, I went there.
He's from there.
No, I'm not from there.
Yes, you are.
From San Diego.
No. Why would you ever go to Korea?
I'll tell you why I went. I get a call from this guy named JYP.
Okay.
And he's like the Puff Daddy of Korea.
Jim Young Pong.
I don't know.
Is that his name? Jim Young Bong. Yeah. What's JYP? I guarantee you it's close to Jim Young Bong.
I thought JYP was just his name.
Park Jin Young.
Yeah.
How close is I? Jin Young Pong. I got Jin Young, right?
Jin Young Park.
Yeah. Shout out JYP. Shout out JY Park.
So JYP go, what's up, dog? Yeah, because he speaks.
Because he's because they're thugged out.
Yeah, no, he's thugged out.
Holy
he's a wild.
Fuck, that guy's 50 years old.
He went to Yonsei University.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at how young he looks at 50.
Yeah, he goes, what's up, dog? I go, what's up, man? He goes, you like me music videos? You know what I mean? Yeah. I go, I love music videos. He goes, come. So he fucking flew me out there.
To Seoul.
To Seoul, Korea, dude. Wow. And there was a group by the name of The Wonder Girls. They were a fucking pop group.
The Korean Wonder Girls.
Yeah, yeah. Not Wonder Women.
Wonder Girls.
Yeah, Wonder Girls, right? There they are, right?
Wow.
These girls, right?
Were there any of them guys?
I think they were the same person.
That's the Wonderment.
Because I never met them all at the same time. They just kept coming in and out of one person, you know what I mean? So I think they're just
they're
clones.
Beautiful.
But they, I did their music video,
they're all
dude.
12.
I did their music video.
They're all kids, right?
Can we find
Aren't they kids?
Yeah, yeah. Korean Bobby Lee.
JYP, Korean Bobby Lee.
Look at that. First photo.
First photo. Bang. Are you in silver?
Yeah.
Why do you have your hair cut?
Bro, that was the worst experience of my life. Do you know why?
Why?
There's no SAG rules or anything like that, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
So they just go, okay, action. 16 hours later, they go, cut. I mean, I worked nonstop for 16 hours dancing. That. I was doing that. 16 hours I was doing that.
How much did they pay you?
He paid me for, I was there for a week, 30 grand.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
How long ago? How many years ago?
Look at, this is like 15 years ago.
Okay, 15 years ago. That's not-
I did that for 16 hours, bro. Look.
And did they just tell you to improv?
Yeah. Oh that's God. What's great about
that's JYP.
Life. That's JYP, bro. JYP, Wonder Girls. Two different
tiers. Well, it is good. It is good. See, that the problem that Santino and I have is we don't really have a group. Like, it's not, you can't just be like, oh, I got the whites because we're too splintered. But the Asian community, Asian and Indian, they all support big time. Asians and Indian support. So me and Andrew want to get, he's doing a good job getting you through the Asian community, but I'm going to try to get an Indian now on the team.
Oh.
Yes, I want an Indian. I want the
like
Indian
the one that
Akash.
The one that Schultz has. What's his name?
Akash.
Yeah, yeah, my Indian
but
guys.
I think he's I only got him for another year or two. His lease has got to be up on Akash.
Yes. Isn't he one?
Akash? It was a short-term lease.
Short-term lease.
Yeah.
So I was going to go for him, but then I want to go. I'm going to get Dinesh D'Souza.
Dinesh D'Souza.
Oh,
Dinesh
that's a good D'Souza. One.
That's what I'm going to get.
Nice
yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Can I just say something? I want to argue against that, though, bro. Can I say something, bro? I don't. They don't like me.
Who doesn't like
Asians?
Yes, they do.
No. Only the dirty ones do.
Yeah, that's
if
true.
If you look at my audience, they have mohawks. There's like a fucking scar. There's something going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've been through some stuff. Okay. And they come up to me and they go, oh, I was molested too. And my dad beat me. You know what I mean?
They have to
I don't
trauma.
Have like normal ones.
He has trauma
but,
Asians.
But you have
trauma
them.
Asians.
That's the key to having a fan base is you have to get a group. You have to get one group.
I have trauma
that,
Asians.
Trauma Asians is a group.
There's a ton of them.
There's a ton of them.
Most Asians are go through some kind of trauma.
Well, yeah, their parents beat them. They yell at them about not succeeding and... Then yeah, that's bro, the people that you want.
I saw a documentary on HBO. It's about the Hiroshima Nagasaki.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
You saw the one on HBO?
Yes, the most recent
and
one.
Did you see the Koreans that moved over? So what happened was the Japanese stole all the rice from Korea.
Mm-hmm.
So Koreans like, oh, what do? We love our rice. Yeah, I don't know.
That sounded good.
That was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Can I do it again?
Yeah.
More Asian, you think?
Yeah. There it is.
Is that good?
That'll sound
better. That better?
Yeah.
How about if I do this with my face?
Yeah. Crunch up. That's it.
All right. Anyway, so they went over there and then they go over to the rice and then the bomb hit. So some of the Koreans got hit by that bomb.
Bomb.
Right. Just because they wanted some rice, bro.
Which one?
What rice?
Which bomb?
What kind of brown rice?
Yeah.
Oh, the one. The,
Jasmine rice.
Did you know one of the bombs was called Little Boy?
Little Boy.
Oh, little Boy from the Enola Gay.
Big Boy, Little Boy.
They called it Little Boy.
You want to be hit by the big boy. You don't want to be hit by the little boy.
If you're going to die in a war, you'd like to be nuked.
Why?
Because it's an instantaneous death.
Otherwise, look at this guy. Otherwise, you get shot and you bleed out.
On the outskirts?
No, not in the. I'm talking, you want to be in the blast zone.
Okay.
You want to be in the blast
center,
zone.
In the eye of the storm.
Disintegrated, folks. You know what's another way you'd like to go out?
How?
Here's another way you like to go out. I saw a video of a guy that was sent to me by a police officer, unauthorized, that we can't show, but it's on my phone. I'll show you guys privately. Or maybe I could show you guys and we could get the reaction. Riding a bicycle. fell into the rear wheel of an 18-wheeler. Head popped like a fucking melon. Brains all over the place. You want to see it?
No, I don't like it.
Why not?
I don't like shit like that.
Me neither.
Well, it's just something you need to see because this is.
I don't need to see it.
You know, when you ride bicycles and stuff like that.
You got to be careful.
Yeah. No, okay, you ready?
No, I can't watch it.
Go, okay. This is Andrew's reaction to this. Hold it. Go ahead.
Hold it.
You're going to see it coming. Just give it about 10 seconds, and then it keeps going.
I'm like looking away a little bit.
No. You got to look at it. You got to look.
Oh, my God.
That's real, baby. Looks
like a
movie
set. Head?
That's a guy's head, and then you see his brain's about 8 feet away because he fell on the bicycle into a... he was jumping on the back of trucks, and then his head fell into the back wheel of the 18-wheeler.
That's one of the grossest things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, that's why I didn't see it. Why are you doing that
to
yourself?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, show him.
I don't want to see it, dude.
Just show him. Yeah. You got to see it. Yeah, just bomb it. Yeah. Death is real.
I know... How about this? I'll see it later.
No, see it
come
now.
On, Bobby.
Oh my fucking God, dude.
Not good, right?
Oh my fucking God.
Not good.
All right, dude. What the fuck?
That's insane.
So that's real.
Insane. Have you seen it?
No.
Show V.
No. Show V. You showed me. You show V. I don't want to be the only one.
Yeah. I cannot unsee that shit. I have nightmares.
I know, me too. Why the fuck did I just see that?
No.
All right.
This is, so that's not good. So,
did you see it?
No, I'd love to see it.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
But that's another way.
Airdrop that to everybody. Okay, just airdrop it to everybody.
That's another, okay, I'll send it to you.
But how do you get a video like that?
Because he's a cop.
Police officer friends that send unauthorized, I get videos all the time that they illegally send.
Let me ask you something. Was that in America?
It was in New York. America was in the Bronx.
And when did that happen?
2 days ago.
Who cleans that up?
Garbage man. Comes and cleans it up. You got to clean up ahead. You go, any type of debris. Garbage man comes in, cleans it up.
Oh my
God. Now, this
God.
Is what New York City. Have you guys seen this video? You're into cars and video games. So, this is like a scene from Grand Theft Auto. This happened Upper East Side.
Oh, watch this guy. Look, yeah, what was he doing? He was trying. Was it road rage?
They knew that he had cash in the car. This is real. New Yorkers unfazed. That's a good key food,
Ooh,
by the
bro.
Way. That's a really good key food.
So, the guy. the guy in the Benz is trying to get him up.
That deli is good too, Darwin 91. No, it is. It's on 91st and 2nd.
Yeah.
Look, see, and then they come out and they have a gun and they're trying to break open the window.
Because, oh my God, this is insane.
Because here's what my cop told me, who sends me unauthorized videos. He said, here's the brazenness here. You ready for this? This is why this happens.
So they crashed that. They stole that Benz, first of all.
They stole the Benz, of course. They stole the Benz and then they took the money. So he said the reason why they do this is because, put yourself in the mind of the criminal. You can get $75,000-ish in cash, which is what I believe in that bag, right? If you make it away, which
chances are... Why does the guy in the RAV4 have 75 G's in cash?
Because I was told by my friend who sends me unauthorized videos that they do that on purpose so they don't stick out like a target.
But why does that guy have that kind of cash on him at any time? That's... That is
because it's all illegal. It's all
well.
Like,
he could have been a jeweler, like we've had on the show.
Yeah, we have jewelers on. We've had a jeweler on the show once said, "This is what happens. That there's always a transport of money, cash. They're hiding it from taxes."
Brinks that shit, dude.
Yeah, but then Brinks, you got to go through the system, and they don't want to do any of that.
Have you ever seen the two guys that are in an armored car overseas, and the guys are trying to shoot at them, and they and the
yeah,
guy
it's called,
holds
the movie
it all
called
together?
The Town.
Huh? Yeah, no, he holds it all together. It's like that first one. This guy's such a fucking thug. This dude, he's the man. This guy on the left, he sees someone's coming for him, and they start shooting back.
Oh, wow.
That's how hardcore. So, look at this. They're getting slammed like 4 or 5 times. This is an armored car, and these other guys are trying to surround him.
This
and they
in
keep
the UK.
Hitting him. I don't know where it was.
Africa. I'll be there October 6th and 10th.
Look at this, though. This guy's got his gat out, and the main guy's like, wow. Look at that, dude. They keep shooting at him. All the windows are getting broken. Look at that.
These are the good guys.
Yeah, these guys are in an armored car. They're transporting money, and these other dudes are trying to rob them. See the guys in the back? See those dudes in the back, too? But this
there's armed guys in the back.
Yeah, but they're getting shot at. See how much they're getting shot at? All the windows are shattered?
But it doesn't matter because it's
that guy
all
on Twitter? What the fuck's going on?
Look at that, dude. And he's driving like a champ.
And
a
what? He's getting slammed?
Yeah.
And he's backing up into the cars to get away from
them. Try to get away from him, yeah.
They're and this great. Guy's just on TikTok? What's this guy doing on the phone? Just texting?
He's Snapchatting. He said he had a couple of pictures.
Yeah.
He couldn't stop
IG.
Looking.
Look at him.
They're calling their superiors to try to get help to back up and all this stuff. It's insane.
They're a great team. You think you and Bobby could handle that?
That would be, that is me and Bobby. And you know, Bobby would be so fucking scared.
Well, can't you stick your guns? Don't they have guns?
Yeah, they have, like, gun, they have gun holes. Yeah.
So like they could just shoot back and never get, oh, and this guy just fully gets out.
Gets
like,
out, starts clapping,
Do we know what the aftermath is?
No, they're fine. They're fine. The criminals went away. Eventually they stopped trying to get him.
And they just got away with
it. Yeah, because these guys, they never got money from these guys.
Because what they were saying was my police friend who sends me unauthorized videos said that you...
Let's just give him a name so you don't have to say that every time. Officer Donaghy.
Officer Donaghy.
It's got to be an Irish guy.
It's an Irish.
It's an Irish.
It's an Irishman.
It's an Irishman.
He said that the reason why they do this stuff is because with the bail laws, either you get $75,000 in cash or you're out in like 3 days. So
we should rob shit while we're in New York.
There's no reason.
You fucked him up with the picture. Now he's going to be like this for the rest of the show.
Catatonic.
You shouldn't have showed him.
This is why.
Apologize. Make up for it.
This is why I had the Team Kalila shirt on. Because of this behavior.
She could handle the video.
No more unauthorized videos from now on.
Let's show one more.
One more.
All right. Honestly, dude.
No.
That fucked me up, dude.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's traumatic to me.
I apologize. But why? But have you ever been in a situation?
I've never seen that before.
His head is...
I know. But I've never seen a headless guy with the things coming out.
It bursts like a watermelon.
There was a guy in the elevator. I helped him pick up his watermelon. He dropped a watermelon.
There you go. Could have squashed his head. Now
that could have been just like his head.
Now, allegedly, that kid, who this happened to, was a 25-year-old guy. He was jumping on the back of trucks as they were driving by to be funny.
You said that already.
And his friends, you know, some old man said, my unauthorized cop friend, Officer O'Donnell, said that there was a man on one of the videos saying, stop doing that. It's like you don't even have a brain in your head. And then
he said, I do have a brain in my head.
I just popped it out onto the street 8 feet away. Boom! That old man felt like a fucking...
What the fuck? Where are we?
This show is insane.
Staten Island's a different area.
Look at that.
That is.
I said this on the car right here, by the way. The word island should be reserved for tropical places.
Yes.
You don't deserve island.
You don't deserve. This is not an island.
But no, the reason why.
Bobby thought we were in 8 Mile. He literally was like, is this 8 Mile
That's
on the
what
way
I said.
Here? Yes. He got scared as shit.
You've never been to Staten Island before.
There's needles.
Are you guys
going
to come to my house?
I don't want to see a baby shoe on the side of the road.
You going to come to my house? I'll drive you.
I'm not coming now.
I'll drive you to the city.
I don't want to come now.
Oh, you'll drive us back to the city?
The brain shit.
All right, good. No person who was born blind has ever been diagnosed with schizophrenia.
Put that
in
your pipe and smoke it.
You can't know it exists.
Yes. And how about this? You ready?
That's got to be crazy. Think about how much stuff they see in their own mind because they're constructing reality. So I don't know if that they got to have different kinds of panic and all that stuff.
People born blind are mysteriously protected from schizophrenia. I think that, here's what I think. Okay. You ready for a little theory?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah, sure.
Here's what I think. I think that, all right. Football season starting up. You know it's time for some daily fantasy, and Prize Picks is the place I go to. It's the place you should go to. Literally, what I like about it is you can, first of all, it's very easy, you know, user-friendly. Sometimes these apps, they get so hard. I'm like, wait, what am I picking? What am I doing? Prize Picks makes it simple. How it works is you pick 2 to 5 players, and they will go score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, and you can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. So even if you don't understand every XO of the game, even if you're more of a casual sports fan, it's simple. You pick the 2 to 5 players, they score more or less than what Prize Picks projects. It's pretty awesome. You don't compete against other people. It's just you versus the projections available. They offer projections on any sport that you watch, NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, etc. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy. Safe and fast withdrawals, and they are currently operational in over 30 states plus Canada. All you got to do is download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code CHAOS. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks gives you $100. If you deposit $50, Prize Picks gives you $50. Do not forget to enter the promo code CHAOS at sign up for an instant deposit cash of up to $100. So all you got to do is go to prizepicks.com. Download that Prize Picks app, put in the promo code CHAOS, you instantly get a deposit match of $100. You can't lose. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. I talk about it on this podcast. I talk about it on Hey Babe. I love HelloFresh. We cook meals with the family. It's helped me clean up my eating. I don't spend nearly as much money ordering out because HelloFresh makes it all simple and easy. They got recipes that include ripe, just picked produce that travels from the farm right to your door in less than a week. It's cheaper than going to the grocery store. It's fun. You get to bond with the family. These quick and easy 20-minute meals, low prep, easy cleanup options. They take the stress out of mealtime with time-saving, no-fuss recipes ready in a snap. They got family-friendly. They got fit wholesome. They got vegan, meat, whatever you want. They got it. They got a veggie meal. If you want more protein, you get more protein. And HelloFresh isn't just for dinners, okay? Shop HelloFresh Market for quick breakfast, wholesome snacks, even desserts. You're going to find everything you need to satisfy your cravings without stepping foot in the grocery store or mini mart. And right now, you're going to get a sick discount. I love this company for this. Go to HelloFresh.com/chaos16 and use the code chaos16. You will get 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. Let me repeat that. HelloFresh.com/chaos16. Use the code chaos16. 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. It's amazing. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Here's what I think, okay? You ready for a little theory?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah, sure.
Here's what I think. I think that because of the level of distraction that we've had over the past few hundred years, especially now, how technologically we advance, I think that spiritually we are not as advanced as we once were hundreds of years ago. I think spiritually we're regressed. Mm-hmm. Technology, we're advanced. Spiritually, we're regressed. So I think that the ancient people had a better way to connect to whatever higher power it is. And I think that they saw colors differently. I think they saw shapes differently. I think they were able to deal with mental health issues differently because they were more plugged into who they are. They were connected more to their soul. Where we're not really connected to, the only way I'm connected to soul is through your YouTube music video because you shot it in soul. I have any other connection, yeah. You know? That's what I think is happening. That's why I think you have these great thinkers, Da Vinci, who spoke about the Mayans. They saw things, they were connected. Well, we're not really connected.
We have great thinkers, it's just different now.
Who's a great thinker? Go, give me one.
Donald Trump.
Lex Friedman.
There you go, Lex Friedman. Autism.
Donald Trump.
Autism. Autism, and Homeless Pimp put this out there. Autism.
Oh, Andrew Tate. That's a great thinker.
Autism.
Let me tell you something about women. Dude, what is his accent, that dude?
I think he's from the UK.
No, but it's not, though. It's like this.
Can I invite Andrew Tate to my shows in the UK?
100%.
Okay.
Dude, there's something about that guy.
Hey, Chris.
You don't know who that is, dude.
Already? He said he would give me a signal when he wanted the show to end.
Are you already done?
Yeah.
You want to go?
Here's why we're in New York, first of all.
No, can I just say
this? We should talk about it. We're opening up a store in Chinatown. Do you want to tell him?
Yeah.
We're opening up a shop in Chinatown.
What's going to be great?
Bad Friends.
Bad Friends Show.
Bad Friends Show Store.
Yeah.
And it's
going to call it. You should call it Robert Lee's.
Why?
Because, people be like, oh, it's off Robert Lee,
Robert E. Lee, one of the greatest
Confederate general. You'll just sell a bunch of your merch. Bad Friends merch.
Okay. Yeah. We'll probably sell some of my pubes.
Yeah, we do. We have bags of pubes.
I ate your pubes already once for a thing.
They poured a bag
of pubes on my face with Andreas.
Those were really my pubes.
Whose were they?
I don't know whose pubes were. Not mine, because my pubes are straight.
Yeah, they were curly. Those were fancy.
I got strep throat like a couple of days after that.
You want to see my pubes?
Yes.
I got none.
Wait, let me see. Did you shave?
I got none.
Yeah.
I haven't reached puberty yet.
Wait, why is there a big... What's?
No, it smells like lime juice.
Yeah. Why did you shave? Why did you shave your pubes?
Why do you shave your pubes, Bobby?
It makes his dick look bigger. My penis is so kind of... It looks like a scared little boy in a forest, and I took the forest away.
Now it's just a little boy.
You know what I mean? In a field.
Now it's just a little boy in
a field.
He's
out, you know what I mean?
When you shave, do you use a razor? Do you use any of those products that they give us, like the Manscaped or anything like that?
No. I go to the Korean spa, and Asian spas, they have the sit-down area?
Uh-huh.
So I sit down, and they have with a dry razor, and I shave it. Right. Like that. And sometimes I nick myself and it gets bloody.
Right.
Yeah.
I shave my pubes sometimes, but the problem that I always have like strands of hair that come off my testicles.
Yeah.
It looks weird.
What do you mean?
Like I just have long strands of hair that come off my testicles.
Yeah, you have hair on your nuts.
Yeah, but it's hard to shave. How do you shave your
balls? No, you do. You do. What you do is you pull your nuts back, right? You put the fucking, that shaving cream on.
Shaving cream, yeah.
And you just gently go through it.
I don't do, I just buzz my nuts.
With a clipper?
I do that on my nuts.
Beautiful. You know what this is, baby? The Ridge wallet, okay? I got all my cards in there. I got my cash. Best wallet I've ever had. I never liked these other wallets that would make my pocket look so bulky. It looked like I had somebody's head in my pocket. This is sleek. It fits in my back pocket, my front pocket, and it doesn't make me feel like a bulky mess. Ridge wallet. It's got it's carbon fiber and burnt titanium. It holds up to 12 cards plus room for cash. That's true. This episode is brought to you by Ridge Wallet, so thank you very much. Ridge team, it's durable. This is one of these wallets where I'm like, I'll have this forever. It's durable. It's got over 50,000 five-star reviews. It's made with RFID blocking technology that protects you from digital pickpocketers. I mean, come on. This wallet literally protects you from digital pickpocketers. This is the wallet for you. I mean, how could you walk around with another wallet? What, are you going to put your shit in a rubber band? No, dude, you're going to get digitally pickpocketed. Well, not this. Denied by the Ridge wallet. And you got a special bonus right now for our listeners. With every dollar spent on the website before September 30th, you're going to be entered to win a brand new upgraded Ford Bronco or $75,000 if you prefer a little cash. Winner will be announced in October. The durable material means each wallet comes with a lifetime warranty. So right now, to get your Ridge wallet and to enter a chance to win a Ford Bronco, all you got to do is go to ridge.com/chaos and use the coupon code chaos to enter. So that's Ridge, RIDGE.com/chaos. Enter promo code chaos to enter. You're going to get your Ridge wallet and enter a chance to win at Ford Bronco. Go do it.
Yeah. You can get really close. You just have to do guard side down. You know that rule?
No.
Like the guard side, like the back of it. Okay. That just has to be, you know, like you have to go with the grain of your pubes.
And then that goes down.
How to shave pubic hair if you have a vagina.
Let's talk about that.
Bro, you have to use a loofah. Why can't we go? How about this? Well, let's go. I feel like we're meth heads. You know what I mean? In Bakersfield, and we're like in a trailer, and we're like going to topic. Let's go back to spirituality, the thinkers.
Okay.
Let's go to thinkers first, right? And then we'll go to fucking vag hair.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that.
I bet you Da Vinci shaved his balls.
He did.
I bet you he shaved his fucking nuts.
I bet you he did.
He'd get a sharp rock and just shave his balls.
He shaved his balls.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go back to thinkers. Let's let Bobby get spiritual.
Go ahead. Tell me what do you think about my little theory there?
Because you were onto something, and I want to say something that's not like comedic.
This is not a comedy podcast.
Yeah. I know. I'm just saying, you know, you guys go for the fucking punch every fucking time.
No, we don't.
It sounds like we need to be real, bro.
I've been being real.
No, you haven't been. We're not opening up a store.
We're here to do two shows at the Gramercy Theater.
Yeah, there we go. Does that feel better, to be honest?
Technically, you'll have merch at the show. So
no, we're not doing any Bad Friends merch.
No merch.
This was a last minute thing that we popped
Fuck
up.
Fuck you.
Sorry.
Gramercy Theater Thursday.
Thursday.
It's sold out already, so we could promote it and say.
What people should do, come see me shoot my special in Denver, September 24th. Paramount. Bobby's not going to be there.
Why?
And I'm a little hurt.
I'm in the Philippines.
He's going to be in the Philippines shooting his. He's got a game show.
A Filipino game show?
Yeah.
The Bobby Lee Talent. It's a talent show.
But it's only on
this
television
is real.
In the Philippines.
There's no television.
No.
I go to fucking the Philippines.
It's a live show.
I go to the Philippines. It's great. I go to the island of Cebu, and I go to a town. And
there's a restaurant in Bay Ridge called Cebu. It's true. It's on 3rd Avenue. C-E-B-U.
That's Cebu.
That's Cebu. I believe you.
So you're going to Cebu.
I fucking believe you, bro.
Okay. I just want to let you know.
Don't
they
Google
have
it.
Good sliders.
Don't Google it.
My friend Ted owns it.
So I
shout out Ted.
So I go to Cebu, and we tell a couple of guys Bobby Lee's doing his talent show. And all of a sudden, this high school gymnasium fills up, right? And I have people do local talent, and I judge. It's the funnest time in the world.
So you've done this before?
Oh, yeah.
So you just fly right
people to people, like, will put gasoline, they'll light themselves on fire, like crazy shit.
And how long do you
they
do it for?
They show their dicks. It's great.
How long do you do it for?
For one night.
And then you fly back.
And I fly back.
So you fly to Philippines for one day, do
no,
the show.
No, he's going for a week.
I go there for a week to get some tanning done.
Who are you going
to
go with?
Big tanning
Kalila.
Guy.
Oh, again. But I thought you guys broke up.
Yeah, we can still be friends.
I like that.
Wait, when you break up with a girl, you don't become friends with them afterwards?
No, he doesn't.
Wait, what is wrong with you? Why got,
when I break up with a girl.
V. Wrong. Close, though. Not close?
No, it's not even remotely close.
A, B, C, D, E. Yeah, you're right. It's not close.
Okay.
Yeah, K is in the middle. V, it's at the end. V, when you break up with a boyfriend, right, do you become friends with them afterwards?
I'm friendly with them.
But you don't like, oh, let's have dinner.
Would you,
don't
go to
that?
The Philippines with them?
It depends on the history. I mean,
yeah,
the you can have sex if you go to the Philippines.
That's
with
right.
An ex.
No, you don't. We're not.
You're not going to stay in the same room.
No, we have a different.
Room. No, he's saying she does.
No,
she would do that. She
no.
would
no,
have
I
sex.
I meant like a normal person. Yeah.
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 I
like
think
if you go with an ex, you will. There will be some type of sexual thing to
no,
go on with
isn't.
You and your ex.
No, I
not
disagree.
With, not with them. There is their there situation is different.
If I told my friends I'm going on a trip with an ex, they would say, you guys are going to fuck. And I would say no. And then they would definitely think that.
So yeah. What they're doing right now, these two guys.
But
who's
I think
two guys?
You two.
I'm on your team. I just defended you.
Okay.
Come to my team.
I'm sorry.
God, dude.
Come on my side.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah. Go on his
better.
Time for a second.
It's easier over here.
I know. I should,
so yeah, yeah.
should get with back with the whites.
You're on my team.
I'm we're back always with, taking, we're
back
always
with
taking
the whites.
People. Back with the whites. The name yeah. of your
coming
special.
Back.
The name,
on,
of,
the name
yeah,
of my
yeah.
special is going to be called Back with the Whites.
Back with the Whites on Netflix.
Vacationing with an ex. Is it a good or a bad move?
Let's see.
No, but they're going. They're still close friends, and she's going to help out do
Isn't
the show.
Isn't she Filipino as well?
Yeah, that's, I need her.
She's the selling
to survive
point.
There.
No, you know what
yeah.
she needs you for? A little thing called papers.
Was that? What does that
she's
mean?
Not a, she's not a citizen.
She's a citizen.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is.
Not
a citizen.
According to my research, my friends in high ice. No,
is she
ain't.
Not?
Because as soon as she broke your heart, that's what I made sure to take a peek at.
Oh
and
shit!
And she's
illegal,
a fucking
dude.
Goner, so she's going to be left there.
Oh, that's good.
Right. Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Well, she could try to come back in, but we're going to put up the wall like Jon Snow. I got a friend named Jon Snow who works for ICE.
Yeah.
What's going on with that wall? Are they done?
Who?
Are they building the wall still?
My guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, on the border?
He's got boys down there at the border.
I got boys at the border.
Once they stopped funding for that wall, he sent out, him and a bunch of boys sent out money down
Most
there to go get it done.
People I know Latinos, by the way.
Yeah, I agree.
White people, the rap that we get
yeah.
for being racist yeah. is so insane, Bobby.
No,
the
no,
the only
true.
Racist people I know are not
v,
white.
V, back me up. It's not true, bro. In
She's
history,
white.
I've seen photos. You know what I mean? You guys tie up... A black guy drag him down the street in Texas?
Okay.
No, that was literally... Not anymore.
Google it. Black guy dragged by the street by his foot.
Yes, you'll see it. But that was years ago.
Right.
Not anymore. Not going to do it.
Yeah, look. That wasn't you. Why? Look at that. That guy.
98.
It's horrible.
1998.
That
look at Kevin Hart was dragged. Look at that. Why is there Kevin Hart there?
Why is Kevin Hart in that?
Yeah, I don't know why he's up there. Yeah, oh, because he opened.
Look,
but no,
look
but,
at that.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's
yeah,
horrifying.
Yeah.
But
disgusting.
The
why is Kevin on
more
that
race.
Page?
Yeah. What about Asians?
What about
the
about,
rape
what
of Nanking? What about that? That
we're racist toward all the other Asians.
That's what I'm
in
saying.
Asia.
That's not. Hey.
Yeah, but we
hey,
don't go.
So that's not true.
You've never seen an Asian guy come up there and go, "Hey, you dirty cracker."
No, because they're
and
on.
Cracker doesn't even hurt.
No, but they're
it
racist.
Does.
Asians are racist.
Cracker
too.
Hurts.
Asians
yes.
are racist too. You don't admit it.
In what
real.
Way? Tell me.
You don't to black people. You guys are so racist to black people.
No, we love them.
No, liar.
The
liar,
reason
no,
why
no,
I
liar,
don't
liar, 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 liar,
dating,
liar,
like,
liar, liar.
When
liar.
I'm on dating apps, the reason why I don't swipe right
on a black woman
is because you know
we
I
talked
just,
about it on the way here.
I know.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about? Let's talk about it.
Play the recording. Play the recording.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Here. Listen.
No.
Here.
No. Oh, you're right.
No. He's got the recording. Go.
The reason I don't like a black girl on dating app.
The reason why is because
say it.
I feel like their vagina. How does? I want to say
no,
something
say
really
it,
racist.
Because you said it on the way here.
Yeah. I just feel like, and this is probably not a true three mics. Probably not a true theory. It's just, I feel like that my dick is going to feel weird to them in their vaginas.
No,
that's
it
not
won't.
What he said.
It won't.
Yeah, because I just feel like.
I said, imagine meeting
black
their family.
Guys' dicks are so big. And if they fucked other. I just, in my head. Go ahead.
I imagine meeting their family. They're not. The family's not going to like him.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Tell me what they're going to say.
Well, you know what they're going to say.
What are they going to say?
Get this little dumpling ass motherfucker out of my house. They are not going
to
want you around.
I have to giggle my way through that. Like, you know what I mean? Do that awkward. I'm a dumpling. You know what I mean? I don't want to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what my daughter's going to say when you walk into my house. You're like, Daddy, get this little dumpling ass out of here.
Yeah. And so, the cousin will go gong and they'll laugh about it.
And they'll
die
laughing.
A good bit, though. Yeah. If somebody brought you over and they went through the trouble of bringing out a gong and hitting it, you have to laugh at that.
Hysterical.
Dude, when I dated Sarah, so I dated a girl from Louisville, Kentucky.
Parker?
No, her name is... Oh. She's a comic.
No, she's a comic, yeah.
Yeah, and she's from Louisville. And one night...
Oh, I know Sarah from Louisville.
She told me that there was a special dinner from her southern family. So I went to a room, I waited.
Wear something white.
Yeah, and then she goes, you have to wear this Pokemon shirt. So I wore this Pokemon shirt, and I went into the thing, and her whole family was dressed in kimonos, and they had swords on the wall and chopsticks. It was so funny.
And you broke up with this girl?
So fucking hard,
bro. Why'd you break up with her?
I know, I should have
stayed. They're still friends.
We're still very good friends.
Will you go to the Philippines with Sarah?
He's friends with every girl he's ever dated.
Yeah, I'm friends with the girls
every girl he's ever dated.
They're not just meat like the way you guys fucking see them.
I didn't. What the fuck? Don't include me into that trash.
And you have connections, and they're a friend of mine. I love them.
I have babies with my girl.
He still lives with his ex.
I got babies.
Yeah, I look at women in a different kind of way, guys. I'm evolved. I'm a future man.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
You get the fuck out of here. You get the fuck out of here.
All right.
Don't put that on me.
What about me? You agree with me?
I agree with you.
Pimp?
Pimp's future. Pimp's so future, he's asexual. Pimp does not have sex.
I'm known to be asexual, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not true.
He's asexual John Goodman.
This guy's a fuck machine.
No, he's not.
Yeah. I've seen him fucking.
In the street?
That's true.
Out in the fucking streets, this guy's
on Pornhub?
Hell yeah. I walked into Joey Coldcuts in the DeRosa's place, and he was getting his knob slob.
He had his dick on a fucking, in between, on a
panini
baguette,
press.
On a panini press.
So you live with your ex too?
No, she's my girl. Yeah, we live, we have family. Current. We got little babies.
Yeah, but is there any other exes you're friends with or no?
Exes that I'm friends with. No.
You're not. How about you? And you know.
No.
Yes, I am. Yes. Yeah, but not like close friend. No, but I'd still say we're fine. There's no beef. We just don't hang out.
But dinners, like, let's go have dinner.
No, what? Why?
That's what?
We're still like cordial people.
Because you miss them.
No, see, that's an unhealthy. That's extremely unhealthy. Miss them as what?
No, as a friend. Am I gay? Yeah. I feel like I'm gay.
No, you're not gay. It's just
I
different.
Might be gay.
That's the first thing Venetia said when you actually before.
Do you think I'm gay? No, be honest. And that hurts my feelings.
Like,
though.
Dead ass, I don't know why.
I don't mind it. What?
No, I don't think that you're gay.
You think I'm a pansy?
No.
No, don't.
No, she said a panda. No.
Oh, panda. Oh, you said panda. Oh, that's different.
Yeah, I am a panda.
Yeah. Do you think that I'm weak?
Is he in the gay family?
No, I think, well, sexuality is a spectrum, so like, you
she's
know.
Woke.
Oh, you're woke.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
How woke are you really, really woke?
No.
No?
No. I work here.
I know, but that could be
no, but she works
really hard for you.
She's not woke, but she's our voice of reason. If we go, like if V says you guys went a little too far, then we take it out.
I'm woke.
You are woke.
I'm woke.
I'm woke too.
No, I'm not woke.
I'm not woke either. I am
what
you are.
I try to be sometimes.
Yeah.
We try.
Well, there's certain things that are obvious that like, okay, I get it. You know what I mean? But there's some things that are like, I just don't fully understand. You know,
sometimes we say things on accident and we don't know if we're being mean. We don't mean it.
Right.
That's what we'll do all the time.
Like for instance.
Yeah, sure. That one we can't say.
I just said it.
He said it earlier.
We can't say it.
We got to edit it out?
No, but we just can't say it anymore.
Yeah, but
I say it on stage.
I don't ever say it.
I say it on stage.
What?
I want you to say it.
I never say it.
Can you say it?
I don't say it.
Okay. But why can't you say it?
I'd rather say the N-word. I'll say that right now.
Yeah.
No, I just don't say it. I don't say it anymore.
So let me tell
you. You know why I don't say it anymore? Because one time someone approached... This is my thing. We always joke around about stuff until something happens. And then you go, that changed my perspective on
it. What changed your perspective?
Yeah, what changed it?
I said it one time during a show. And a woman came up to me afterwards and said... she waited, an older woman. She was by herself. And she was like, I love your comedy. I think you're so funny. And I'm probably not your main audience. But I just think maybe reconsider using that word when you're referring to certain kinds of people. Because... you know, if someone in your family has it, it affects people differently. And I thought, yeah, I guess I could just find a better word to say it. And then...
Did you look at her and you go, thanks, you fucking... Real quick, patreon.com/ChristyComedy.
Bobby is smoking Vietnamese coffee, by the way, in case anybody's wondering what it is. Vietnamese coffee.
It's great. Also, can you follow me on Instagram? Because I want to get more followers.
Follow Bobby on Instagram.
Bobby Lee Live, Instagram.
This is from Cape Crypto on our Patreon. Who's less attractive to women? Asian men or redheaded men? Toss that one out, Pimpy. Who's less attractive to women? Asian men or redheaded
men? Redheaded men.
When we ask V.
Well, there's way less of us.
Yeah, who is?
Be honest. It won't hurt my feelings.
No, you're not going to like my answer. It's a wacky
just asking.
By the way, we do call Venetia Swiss Miss because she usually stays neutral. But
I am attractive more to personality than...
who's got a better personality?
Oh.
Bobby or Andrew, right now. Who's got a better personality right now?
Bobby has been shining bright very much in this.
Yeah, episode. He killed it. This episode, he did great.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sleepy, peepee. I was bad
you're doing
today.
Good. No,
you're
but what killing
I'm like,
it.
Tired after I like flying all day.
The Adolf Hitler bit?
I like a reserve. I like a reserve. Oh, yeah. I don't. Literally. Your German accent is as good as anybody's
a
I've
real
ever
German.
Heard. It's as good as Himmler's.
Well, you train with the best. The truth is, who's less attractive to women? What woman are you asking? If it's an Asian woman, if it's an Asian woman, she's going to obviously fucking pick redheads.
My question, and this is a dead serious question: who is a hotter celebrity redhead than Andrew Santino? Who's a hotter redheaded man than you? It's very difficult to answer.
Ron Howard.
No,
serious. I'm being serious. Not Ron Howard.
That's the first one that pops into my head.
The guy from Billions, that guy.
I disagree, dude. You're much hotter.
The guy
than
from
him.
Homeland.
Homeland.
That's the same guy.
Oh,
from,
it is?
From Billions and Homeland.
Bill Burr. Bill Burr.
No, but Bill's bald now, so he doesn't even count.
Yeah, but he's still handsome. What about like Louis C.K.?
No, but I don't. But I'm talking about physically hot. I think you're the most hot red man.
About the Dexter guy? He's kind of a redhead, isn't he?
No. It got to be full Satan red.
What's another good dude? Oh, Kathy Griffin.
That's the only one. Kathy Griffin's the only one. That
can I be honest with you?
Donald Trump.
Since I've been single, I've had many girls on direct message. Going, I know you're single, but too bad Andrew's, you know what I mean, married because
I love Andrew. Yeah. I get messages
so I'm getting
about
so
Andrew.
Many like Andrew Santino is hot. And this, it really bothers
what,
me.
What really is going on, Bobby's being coy, but Bobby is getting
Joe Coy.
But Bobby's being Joe Coy. He wishes.
Joe Coy got asked to do the public service announcement.
You better believe he did. He was
rub that in.
But I asked on our show for people to flood Bobby's inbox because now that he's single and he's been getting fucking drowning in requests.
But like fallopian tubes, like the inside of vaginas.
Does it make you feel good though?
I don't like the inside.
Do you like it? Do you like that to be free? Honestly, do you like to be free? Is there a part of you that feels open as a human being, as a man?
I'm adjusting. I love Kalila so much. And she's like, in terms of my, what's so fucking fun?
Nothing.
I love her so much. And in terms of my inner circle of people that I trust, she's in the top. Like, she's like family to me.
But you still want pussy pictures.
I love pussy pictures. But there's something exciting about also adjusting to this, my new reality. Mm-hmm. I'll say that.
Do you, if Kalila said tomorrow, I'd like to be back in a relationship with you, would you turn the pussy faucet off and go back with Kalila?
I think it's not really a faucet.
It's like a, kind of like a leak.
Yeah, the leak.
It's a little leak.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I think what I would do is I would say I think I need to spend the next couple of years alone to know myself.
Well, or spend more time with me.
But you know what's funny? And I want to say this. People around.
Sincerely.
I'm being sincere. People at the store and people around me are really
at
happy.
At the comedy store. Not the store that you're opening up in New York.
Yeah, the comedy store and other places I play. People are going, you know, it's interesting because we haven't seen you in 10 years. It's like,
wow.
I'm hanging out with people. Helping people out. You know what I mean? I'm just back to my old self in that way. So
you
I guess
lost yourself in a way.
In a little bit. Yeah, way. And I think in the next relationship I ever have one with somebody, I'm going to put more boundaries up and go, this is what I kind of need to do. You know what I mean? To be more free.
You're learning because you felt like, because that best relationship is when you feel like it's a partnership where you're making each other better. And maybe subconsciously, even though you guys thought you
were. I think in many ways we hurt each other. Yeah.
Yes.
In that way. You know, we became too close almost.
Yeah. Too inseparable. Enmeshed.
Yeah.
And well, even in the breakup, you're still very close. You're still living together. You're still going on vacations together. It's very difficult.
And that will never change. She will always be a part of my life.
You know the only way this ends.
What?
Two words.
Murder her.
Murder-suicide.
We both
only way it can end. No, you kill her and she kills, and then you kill yourself or vice versa.
I have her kill me first.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then thank you for being a bad friend. That's what we say on our show.
Yeah. That's not going
to
be one.
Bobby does that when we get tired on the podcast. He just turns to the camera and goes, thank you for being a bad...
I try to do this several times. It doesn't work.
He always gets out.
No, we were finished. The cameras haven't been on.
No, wait, what is it? What cereal mascot would you fight if you had? What else is that? What is these questions?
We on the Patreon at patreon.com/ChristyComedy, we have fans write in questions and they can get their questions on the show.
Oh, I would love to play this game with V. Fuck, marry, kill with us three.
There's four of us.
Wait, why can't Pimp be that? And you can
be hurtful. Talk to the mic.
You can be hurtful, okay. Be honest, and we're fine.
Okay.
All right, I promise we're strong.
I'd marry Chris.
We already are married.
I'm a dead man in this. Already now, one of the options are closed. You don't have to finish. Okay. Don't finish.
I appreciate you not making her finish, because what would happened in 5 years, we would have got a little thing called a subpoena. this would have been a court case. Subpoena. Yeah.
Can you imagine how bad she's going to fucking sue you guys in a couple of years and fuck you over? Whole thing is going to be all for naught. This is all proof of you harassing this girl.
That's all it is.
It's nuts. You guys are giving like hundreds of hours of footage to a fucking attorney.
And Pimp has it in a hard drive. He's like,
and you think he's going to protect you?
No, you're nuts. He's going to be $250,000. All right.
God bless.
All right, so you guys going to be at the Gramercy Theater. It's sold out.
It's already sold out. Come see me, please. Salt Lake City sold out, but Madison, Wisconsin, Minneapolis, and Brea in Southern California, I'm doing those coming up. AndrewSantino.com. Go to AndrewSantino.com, please.
September 24th to Denver.
September 24th. I'm shooting my special. Come watch me.
What's it called?
What's it called?
The Whites Are Us, or Whites Are Back.
We are whites, and here we are. We're here to stay. Hey. It's a long title, but Netflix is going to figure it out.
They love it. And then Bobby Lee, you can see him on Sex and the City. You can see him in the Philippines doing his game
show. First of all, do watch him on Reservation Dogs on FX. It's such a good show. He's very, very good on the show.
I'm on Reservation Dogs on FX.
All right, cut the tape.
Reservation Dogs, and then you guys can be here next week for our episode, The Pole Potluck.
How did that go? Was it good?